Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here we talk about all things step-parenting, blended family, divorce, remarriage, and being a fucking badass. Listen and subscribe to the Trade Up Stepmom podcast. If you have a question you'd like to ask or a topic you'd like to hear about, please email me at thetradeupstepmom@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram as thetradeup_stepmompodcast or on Facebook as The Trade Up Stepmom.
Well, you decided to rebrand your podcast name and style-ish, so I'm retiring. I love you.
Okay, so some of you maybe are curious about this, how all of this came about. So a couple of weeks ago, I decided that I was going to separate my personal Instagram from the podcast stuff, because then I could jump on and do stories and all of that, and I can block the teenagers from seeing that particular Instagram, right? So that's why I thought I would do it. And especially with Matthew home now, you know, he's on Instagram more than Izzy. So I just really want to keep that separate. So I created a professional account under Wicked Stepmom. Now to backpedal a little bit.
Immediately got shit for it.
Yeah. The kids have always called me Wicked Stepmom because we joked about it when they were little, like, wicked cool, you know, that's what they would say. So,
mom jokes.
Yeah. And we started this podcast in 2019, August of 2019. I looked this morning because someone very kindly reached out saying, hey, just so you know, there's another Wicked Stepmom on Instagram. It was not her that reached out to me. It was someone else that's well known in the stepmom community. But she reached out and she was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know this other person is known as Wicked Stepmom. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, at what point, like, is it who has it first? Is it who has more followers?
Who
like,
cares?
Right. So I told you, I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, I'm not one to back down, but also I'm not one to deal with other people's shit. Like you, it's a big deal to you that I have the same ish close name as someone else. Yeah. Like I have underscores versus a period. Like, give me a break. Right. So, I just decided, you know what? I'm going to change my name anyways, because we had talked about rebranding a few months back. And I was like, well, what would I call myself? You know, it has to be something clever.
Call yourself what I call you.
What you call me?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Trade up.
Oh, yeah. So this morning,
trade it up, bitch.
I see this message come through and I'm like, gosh, dang it. So then I'm like, all right, Lovey, I need a name, you know? And he's like, why don't you call yourself the Trade Up? And I was like, oh shit, that's a good one. So I looked on Instagram, of course, to see if anyone else had anything the Trade Up, right? And all I found were like these clothing places out of Trinidad or people with that name, but no followers, no posts, nothing.
Yeah, there was nothing behind it.
Yeah. So I decided, well, I can't just be called the Trade Up because then people don't necessarily know that it's a stepmom thing unless they click into it and look at my profile or account, whatever. So that's how...
You're also Trade Up Stepmom.
Yeah, that's how it became the Trade Up Stepmom. And like you just said, I am the Trade Up Stepmom because I'm Jaden's second stepmom. Huh. And I am the Trade Up Stepmom because I am the best stepmom.
Ever.
Ever, and he will tell you. Anyways, that's how that all came about. So I spent all morning like updating everything, changing everything, Instagram, podcasts, emails, Facebook.
Rejected by Facebook.
Yeah, shit. So anyways, I'm the Trade Up Stepmom now. And you're the Trade Up Husband.
Yay. Just call you the Trade Up.
The Trade Up, yeah. Well, I try. Actually, I don't. I'm just me, but it just happens.
Went well above my station and snagged you, so now you're stuck with me. Mm-hmm. She's hotter than me, just so you guys know.
Oh, goodness.
Way hotter.
I think that's really all we had for that. But on the subject of trading up, we were talking today at lunch about, like, how we each feel we traded up and what we were looking for in our next spouse. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Look, Taco Bell nacho fries. Anyways, and like I wanted someone with a certain income because maybe I'm shallow and maybe I'm just tired of adding up things in the grocery store cart.
Anything above zero?
Yeah. So I really wanted someone with a job. I wanted someone with a decent income so I wouldn't have to worry about struggling. And I wanted someone that was nice to me and didn't like talk down to me or make me feel bad about the way that I look or eating ice cream at 9 p.m. I mean,
I just wanted somebody who wanted to be with me.
Tell them what you said about the Post-its.
Well, how you used to budget your money.
Yeah.
That's how I knew you were a keeper, because you kept track of your money, paid your bills, lined it all out with Post-it notes. A stack of $80 for Nick for phone bill, or, you know, here's however much for rent. There's Post-its on each stack every time you get paid. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Because I lived with my aunt, so I paid my rent in cash. And then I was on my brother's phone plan, so I just gave him, you know, however much every month to pay for my phone. So I just had it in little Post-it clumps set aside. Mm-hmm. And
paper clips and Post-its. Saw you were about your money, making sure shit was paid off. And then you had whatever was left over for you and the boys. I liked it.
It was just easier for me because things were tight, even being single, you know, not having a financial drain. but having it all separated out allowed me to see, like, okay, mm-hmm. I have $300 and this has to cover food and gas for the next...
For the next 2 weeks or right. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
I was the same way. I just did it out of my account because I had separated my account.
Yeah.
Every payday, that's what I got. But whether or not there was some left over, I knew what I had to work with. Mm-hmm. Like, if I didn't spend $80 from the last payday, that wasn't included in the next payday. It was just, every payday was, this is what I got.
Yeah. You had a little more cush than I did. For me, even being single, like, nearly every dollar was accounted for.
Yeah.
But I'm also a master budgeter. Like, I've budgeted myself up to, like, 17 cents left in my bank account.
It's because you're hot.
I know. Talk about.
It makes me think of one of the first times we went to a grocery store together. And, you know, we always lived within a budget. It's not that we didn't care, but when it came to food, we just, here's our store list based on our menu that we make every 2 weeks, and mm-hmm. let's go get the food. Mm-hmm. And just.
We didn't buy a lot of extras.
Yeah, we didn't really need it either because they were all little. So it was, you know, we just don't allow snacks because fuck that. That's annoying. But after that, you're like, wow, it's really neat to be able to go to the grocery store and just buy what I need to get and not have to take a calculator mm-hmm. or, you know, worry about the sales tax when it comes to time to pay. Because mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever done that. I know I've always tried really hard to live within a budget, especially for food and fuel. But I've never had to, like, add it up beforehand and alter my menu based on it or miss a meal. Mm-hmm. That's some heartbreaking shit. I can't even describe to you how heartbreaking that is to me. That somebody would miss a meal just so the kids could be fed when there's a perfectly capable person in the next room with no fucking job. Get out. That's what I'd do.
I did. It took me a while, but I did.
But it's heartbreaking. And that person will never see that. Will never acknowledge that. Wouldn't even give a shit if you did acknowledge it. Doesn't even give a shit.
Yeah. Where's my child support? $16 could buy a lot of ramen. Just saying.
Fuck yeah, it could. When I was younger, it was like a dime a piece. I think it's like a quarter a piece now. But yeah. Still, come on. It went up as much as like a payphone call went up back in the day.
Yeah.
And it's still there. It's still that cheap to make it. Inflation mm-hmm. didn't hurt the ramen industry. Let's put it that way.
Nope, not that much.
But you got to eat. So food is something we never went without. I mean, especially before I met you, that was not an issue at all. Trust me, nobody ever went without food. But I did prefer to stay within a budget. So after I met you, you made sure we stayed within that budget. I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. I don't have to stare at that all day and make sure that budget is strictly adhered to. Because you just go and buy what's on that menu and boom, done. Fuck your snacks.
Yeah, well, and like you know if milk is $3 a gallon and you need 3 gallons, that's $9. And so it's very easy to calculate those things in your head. Or like, you know, don't buy the brand name pasta, buy the cheap pasta.
That's all pasta.
You
know.
It is different with the Mazzagna noodles. I only buy that one brand.
Oh, I get it. But cereal, no fucking difference.
Right. Well, no, we always buy the bag stuff, even still.
It, like locusts.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Let's, you know, $5-$8 a bag instead of $5 for a box, a quarter the size of the bag. Why the fuck would I not buy the bag?
Yeah. Well, like Ryan one time wanted Apple Jacks and the grocery store didn't have it in the bag. So I was like, well, look and see how much the box is. But I said, I'm not spending $5 on a box of cereal. Well, they found like the family size or the larger, whatever.
Yeah, the double size box.
Yeah. And it was like $3.99. So I was like, okay, you can get that box because, you know, it's closer.
It's close enough. But if you're within a dollar at that point, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
We don't end up multiplying that by making that exception with all 82 food items.
Right. Or like all the kids' requests, you know. Yeah.
But I like that you were budget savvy and your numbers were rounded. You know, went rounded up, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about that 92 cents or it's, you know, $79 instead of 80. Fuck it, keep the dollar kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps your money square, and I like that a lot. And the car you drove, super fuel efficient. You probably had that down to the deciliter.
It was usually, a tank every 2 weeks is what I went with before I met you, because then I was like, I had more of a drive time if I was with you. But also, I was with you, and you paid for things.
I'll just fill up your car.
Yeah, you had a job, or, you know, you paid for groceries, or I ate at your house, you know, like it ended up washing out pretty well.
Well, and we didn't have to combine healthcare and all the tangible stuff right away either. So the budgets actually stayed pretty stable.
Mm-hmm.
It's even with, you could stay, because we weren't living together when we met, but you could stay at the house for a week and it's not going to affect my power bill so much that I need you out, kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're consuming too much coffee, whatever. I like having you around. I don't care if it costs an extra $5 a week. I'll fucking find it.
Yeah, but that's the difference, like between you and some other people, you know, like you would find a way. You would skip a lunch out to buy that coffee, or you'd get a fucking second job to buy that coffee. You'd work an extra hour to buy that coffee. Do you know what I mean?
I bet you something the listeners probably don't know is how many times I tried to get a second job and you're like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And not because we were in a hole. It's because I wanted us to be ahead.
Yes.
I wanted us to be ahead faster. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get another fucking job. And you're like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Cause then I would
take my dick out the house after dinner.
Never see you.
Uh-uh.
Especially if we can live comfortably, even when we first met, when things were the tightest they've ever been for us, we still were comfortable. Yeah. We had a house, the kids got clothes. Like maybe it wasn't the $60 Under Armour shoes, but they had Walmart shoes and they're fine.
The other parents always bought them shoes. We didn't have to worry about quite a bit of shit when that came about, because everybody else was trying to impress upon us that I'll take care of my kids by having your mom buy your kids shoes. You mm-hmm. fucking dope. Or Cammy, you know, that family is always full of hand-me-downs, so I never worried about that shit. But they were always trying to impress.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just, well, fuck it. Do what you need to do, man. We're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, in grand fashion, I think. With grace and you know, dignity. But
I think we're also lucky that we don't have a lot written into our divorce decrees and custody orders.
Well, and the others are always on board with whatever the fuck we think is, like, the way to go. Like, hey, how about since you're asking for them this week in February, I get them for extra time in December, whatever. They're always on board with that shit. As long as they get what they want,
yes,
and they feel like it was their idea, they're 100% on board with it. And I'm not going to say we manipulate them. We just know how they're going to react or think about a situation. So
yeah.
We use that to our advantage as well. Because
yeah.
We're not taking anything from them.
Right.
At all.
But so. We also know how to work it. Like when we wanted the kids for Halloween night, mm-hmm. because we live in a neighborhood, so it only makes Monday, sense.
They got to go to school the next morning.
Yeah, we're a block from their schools. I asked because she texted us asking if we could switch weekends in November uh-huh. ahead of time, yeah, which is new for
way
her.
Ahead of time.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what? That sounds fine. While I have you, can we have them the 31st? And then she's like, oh,
it's
well.
It's just a Monday.
Right. Like, they're letting me have this weekend, even though it's the same amount of time that she has them.
Nobody's losing time.
Yeah, we gained a day. She lost a day in that deal, but.
Well, we gained an experience with them, too, that they would not have had at the other house, because they would just go to a trunk or treat, God knows where. And then, you know, 30 minutes later, why have a costume? Why would you make a costume for this kid to go stare at the ass end of Subarus for 30 minutes?
And yes.
Do a lap and collect junk. Here, they got to go out and about in the new neighborhood with friends they already fucking have from school.
Yeah.
Go beat on doors and shit, like hand out candy, like a regular neighborhood.
Yeah. Can we also talk about Halloween? Because that was like...
I thought it was awesome.
I think it was a pivotal day for both Gabe and Zoe.
Yeah.
Because when she said yes, we could have the kids.
Well, the costume's got
to
be here.
She said, I would like to make their costumes. And you know what? Sure. Fucking make their costumes. Because last year I spent like $60 on Gabe's costume. So yeah, you know what? Go for it. So also that's not something that like my heart is tied to.
It's
like,
not one of those mommy moments where you're like, I have to be the one to do this. You know what? I just want them on the day. I don't even care if they're all wear a pillowcase and a sheet and they're ghosts.
Right. Yeah. Put on a cat headband and fuck dress it. In black.
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah.
Go out in the neighborhood and go trick or treating.
Yeah.
Like old school.
So anyways, we were like, yeah, that's fine. So then Gabe comes home and he's like, my mom doesn't want you to cut my hair until after Halloween. It's for my costume.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what's the rule here? If you have longer hair, then...
You got to do something with it. You can't just be scraggly all day.
Yeah. You have to comb your hair every morning. That's all I ask when the boys have long hair. And the girls follow it with their hair, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to shave their heads. I mean...
Right.
You got to do something with it if we're going to put effort into it.
Yeah. So then Halloween night comes along. And I tell the kids, like, because I had to take Matthew to his job thing. And it was far enough away that it made sense for me to just stay down there and hang out. This was also...
Well, and I had to help Gabe get his costume, like, half put together because it was a whole bunch of buckles and weird shit.
Yeah. So that was actually the night that I started, like, separating my personal from my professional Instagram.
Yeah.
So, before I left, I was like, hey guys, go get your costumes. Let's look at them. Let's make sure everything's there, you know, prepare. Yeah. So, Gabe gets his and I'm like, okay, you know, you're good. Of course, Gabe planned to be warm because he is cold like me.
Cold, yeah.
Right.
Dude wears a coat to bed.
Yeah. And so the only thing he was missing was like thicker socks. So, he borrowed a pair of Matthew's because Matthew had black long socks instead of white that Gabe has. And then Zoe brings hers down. Mind you, she wanted to be a pumpkin, like a big fat stuffed
Big dumb inflatable pumpkin.
Yeah, like an inflatable pumpkin. Or I told her when I was a kid, I had one that was made out of felt and it had like elastic around the legs and the necks and the arms. And my mom stuffed it with grocery bags.
Now they have like a big orange trash bag with pumpkin face on for kids who want to be pumpkins. You just stuff it with newspaper or something.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah.
She got a t-shirt.
Yeah. So mother of the year... came up with, Zoe had this pumpkin t-shirt that was too big, but better too big than too small.
Yep.
Especially since it's fucking Idaho and it's cold here.
Yeah, it was like 28 degrees that night.
And then a tulle skirt with like a silk liner, so it wasn't even anything warm. Green.
At least the color was correct.
Yeah, green nylons. They were not even tights. They were nylons.
Yeah.
And I think that was
hat,
it. Did she have a hat?
She had the hat. It was like a green hat. It was like a puffy green hat.
I don't remember that. Anyways.
I don't know. We have pictures.
Oh, yes. It was like a winter hat green. Yeah. So Zoe brings that down and I'm like, That's it. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, go put it upstairs. And then when she's upstairs, I was like, what the fuck? Like, do I be the bitch and like make her go out in the cold because she and her mom made that costume? Or do I save the day and make sure she's fucking warm?
She didn't get the costume she wanted.
So right.
She's already half in the fucking bag at that point.
Well, and
she
also,
she didn't get the costume she wanted. She probably does not give a shit whether or not it's functional.
Yes, but also, like, Cammie is the least feminine person I've ever met in my entire life. I've ever met. And then she makes something super girly and cold. And it's Idaho. It is never warm on Halloween.
It's always 30 degrees on Halloween.
Yeah, like, girls, you know how, like, some girls wear the sexy costumes on Halloween? No, I'm the one that's like, oh, I'm going to be a fucking scarecrow in my fleece-lined overalls and fucking flannel.
With a straw hat and a beanie under it.
Yeah.
With coffee in both pockets.
Yes. So anyways, Zoe comes back down and I was like, all right, Zoe, like, I'm in a predicament and I need you to help me. I said, you're going to freeze your ass off if you wear what your mom sent for you. I said, so do I be the bitch and I make you freeze? Or do I save the day and be an awesome fucking stepmom and figure this out for your mom?
And you know what she said? Figure it out.
Yeah. She said, I want you to fix it.
I want you to figure it out. At that point, it was what size of sweats can we fit under this costume, essentially? It was, because you've already got big socks, but...
Like, under the tights, because to have the green.
And for green not to, like, look like fucking, what are you, yellow and blue? I mean, just be dragged out and the colors washed out and who knows what the fuck you are. You're a shadow now.
Yeah. So I figured it out and I saved the fucking day and I'm awesome. That's the moral of the story. But it sucks.
You asked her directly, like, am I a bitch and I make you freeze? Or do I save the day and fix this? And she said, fix it. Because she knew that wasn't what she wanted anyway. She knew it was going to be an issue. She knew she was going to freeze.
Well, also,
but she's running with it because her mom's not here. Her mom is not going to fix this. Her mom was never going to fix it.
But she was...
She could have said... Nope, leave it.
Yeah, she could have.
Instead, she was like, please fix it.
Yeah. What I don't understand is, like, it's not like their mom is new here. She grew up
here. Born and raised here.
Yeah, so, like...
Yeah, but her mom's not out in the cold trick-or-treating.
I guess. She's thinking trunk-or-treat mode.
Before the sun goes down and then go home and have them eat bean dip and chips.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck
it was. Gosh. Anyways, that's my Halloween story.
It did turn out really good, though.
It did.
They had a blast. They got to go actually trick-or-treating for a while.
No one froze.
Izzy was here handing out candy with...
her friend.
With her friend. Just answered it. And we got all kinds of visitors. Here at the last house, we'd get like 3 people. The 5 years we're in that house, every Halloween, it'd be 3 to 5 people that showed up the entire night.
Right. Here, and some of them were our neighbors that we were expecting.
We knew they were coming.
Yeah.
So. Here, it was ding-dong every... 5 minutes-ish, if I had to guess.
I love that.
It was a good Halloween. It was a really good first run, too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was
for good. Them to see the new neighborhood and what an actual regular neighborhood looks like.
Yeah.
It's not Haddonfield, Illinois in the original Halloween movie, but, you know, there's people about. There was a lot of people out. A lot of people put decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
There were people walking around just looking at Halloween decorations in this fucking neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
There was some personality to it.
Yeah, me too.
Before, it was just a cold night where 3 weird kids would show up before the neighbors made their kids ring the front doorbell instead of coming through the back door.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
You were saying just now again.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Gabe, so...
With the hair.
The hair. He was trying to grow it out for his Halloween costume. And then, I don't think you were here.
No, because I was with Matthew in Boise.
He came down, and he's got his costume on, and I'm helping tune up his costume, put on all the gear and whatnot. I don't even remember the name of the character, but...
Cloud Strife.
It was a good character. So he had this big sword built. He was doing the whole deal. And he wanted to grow his hair out, so he could basically just, like... blow it out like Jersey Shore. This kid comes down and I was like, hey, so what are you gonna do with your hair? And he's like, oh, nothing. And I said, the fuck you are. Your hair hasn't been cut in weeks because you were growing your hair out to be this character. So I suggest you go upstairs and do something with your fucking hair. Because
the character has it like all kind of spiked out. Yeah, and Gabe's hair like
it's a mat.
Yeah, lays straight down. He couldn't spike it if he tried.
But I said, you grew it out. Go upstairs, put some shit in it, and just do this.
Yeah, your hair's just as blonde, long versus short. Yep.
Spike it up, do whatever you gotta do, because you're getting a haircut one way or another. You might as well do something with it right now.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, but I don't think he knew how to do that without somebody's guidance.
Right.
I don't care if you figure it out. Everybody else in this house puts products on their hair, so ask them.
Right.
They'll do their hair. And then they attempted it with like a bunch of shit, and like they got it wet, and it looked soggy, and it was, I don't know, like, do it dry or it's never going to work. And I think it was Ryan that was helping him actually, like,
oh, probably,
do his hair.
Yeah.
I was like, nope. Get a towel, dry it out, and then put some shit in and just troll hair that motherfucker. Just scoop it up.
Mm-hmm. And it worked. It looked great, yeah, actually. It looked fine. Yeah.
But he was like, I'm going to do nothing with my hair. I'm like, nope. No fucking way. I've been looking at your mop-ass head for fucking 2 months now.
Especially
doing something with that hair.
Yeah, especially Gabe, because he is notorious for wearing a hoodie, so he always has the hood on, and then he takes the hood down and he's got like the ducktails sticking up in the back, even though he swears to have combed his hair that morning before he left his mom's.
Put a hood on.
Right.
But I immediately went to the Ozark meme, Jason Bateman. He was like, the fuck you are. And I told her that, and I'm like, Gabe. What are you gonna do the hair? Nothing. The fuck you are.
But I was so thankful that you backed me up in that, because like, I'm the bitch that makes him comb his hair and I'm the bitch that cuts his hair, you know. But for you to be like, like, this is what you and your mom chose, you know, follow through with it.
This was
Jeez.
Your call. Fucking finish it out, dude.
Yeah.
And then the next day, haircut.
Yeah, and he wanted it so bad. He was like, ugh. And he was like pulling his hair out. And I'm like, it's all right. We'll
just, tuned him up, showered up, boom, clean game. Yeah. Anyway, so that was my finish out to the game Halloween story, because that whole evening was summed up as the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do what you said you were going to do 2 months ago.
That's right. Ugh. Let's see, what else? There was something else that I mentioned.
It was the Gabe thing, and kind of a tiny update about Matthew, but not super important.
Yeah, it was just like the coordinating and how Cammy never lets us know about anything.
Oh, yeah. The lack of communication that has been ongoing for, I don't know, 16 years of Israel's life.
Yeah. So
Izzy does the communication.
Yeah, you know, the teenagers will just co-parent with us.
Oh,
it's 10
minutes before, though, not the week before when they figured it out.
Right. So the way our schedule is now, Zoe is with us every morning before school. And then after school, Izzy and Gabe come home. And then Zoe comes home like an hour after them. Yeah, and then they all go back to their moms. Unless it's our weekend, then they stay here on Friday. So we get to see all of the kids at some point every day. Which is great.
It's fucking phenomenal in my book.
But there was one day...
all last week, every single day, there was a... Izzy's not feeling well, so I'm going to take the kids to school. And then the next day was... I have an assembly with Zoe, so I'm going to take her to school. And she just chopped up the whole week, every single day. There was a thing where none of that happened normally, except for a couple of the days after school.
The first thing I was thinking of, though, was one of the kids wasn't feeling well. And we know it wasn't her because she was driving. It was Zoe or Gabe. But,
Zoe.
But she didn't tell us, so I forget how we found out. And then I text her, and I was like, hey, it was Gabe.
Yeah, they showed up, and there's no Gabe. Like, oh...
Oh, he stayed home today.
He stayed home today.
I'm like, oh, okay. So I text Cammy and I was like, hey, you know, next time, could you please just let us know, because, you know, we're expecting him and, you know, whatever. Or for pickups, like Wednesday half days, I go and I pick him up. Yep. What if that had been a fucking Wednesday? And this was like a Tuesday or something. So she's like, yeah, I can do that. And so now, like she texts us, you know, oh, Izzy's not feeling well. Izzy needed a mental health break. She was resting is what Izzy said. Yeah. Which is fine. Like I give those to my boys. However, my boys don't miss double digit days in school.
No, they get a free day.
A semester. Yeah. Because they don't miss a lot. If your grades are
good, you want to play hooky today?
Yep.
For, there has to be a reason. There's not just, I want to sleep for 19 hours. That's not a thing. But it's a, all my stuff's cut up. Fuck it, it's Friday.
Yeah,
it's
I have nice no out. Tests.
I want to go to the, you know, the Humane Society and pet cats. Whatever. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I tell them, like, you can do whatever you want on your free day. I don't care if you watch TV all day. Like, it is your free day. So.
Still do chores, though.
Yeah. And like you have to have good grades, good behavior, mm-hmm. no tests, well, you know.
Attendance was never really the problem with, for the majority of that.
Yeah, with mine. So anyways, then Zoe's not feeling well. So she's going to stay at home. Okay,
so
great.
So somebody like, needed an excuse to stay home every day that week.
Yeah. Like, thank you for letting us know. That's fine.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. And then, you know, I'm going to, it's always like last minute, oh. right? And I get with sick kids, you can't plan ahead the night before, but like she knew she was taking Zoe to school with, for that project. Like, let me know before 7 a.m. maybe.
Uh-huh. So I'm not waiting until 7:02.
Right. Cause Zoe's usually dropped off about 7. Also, you know, we plan things here in this house. I can't just not show up to work because I have to take kids to school now. So anyways, you know, Zoe really wanted her to take her to drop off this project.
It had to be her.
Yeah, it had to be her. She couldn't be dropped off here and me drive them. So anyways, whatever. So then, just Friday, Izzy walks in with Matthew and we're like, where's Gabe? Oh, Grandpa picked him up.
After school, mind you. Like, awesome. At the end of the day, where is the 13-year-old? Oh, Grandpa picked him up from school. They're heading out to another town an hour from here where they live, yeah. which is fine. But they're told, like, Grandpa is told, it'll be fine, just go pick him up. Not, hey, coordinate with Dad, who's, you know, 300 meters away from that school.
And who's expecting you after school.
Who's expecting you to show up after school, and you don't show up. Like, hey, where's the 13-year-old?
Yeah, and I just think, like, if...
Oh, somebody else picked him up. Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, if normally the kids come here after school, or whenever it is.
And then one day they're not going to?
Yeah, let us know. And then Izzy said that she was going to pick up Zoe because... Why? I forget.
Reasons?
Yeah. And so I was like...
Because then... I don't know.
I was like, okay, so then when I text Zoe saying, hey, I'll see you after school, then like...
And she was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So
but they talked about it a couple days before.
Right. So I told Izzy, I was like,
it's
you
like
know what?
It's like we don't fucking exist. It's yeah. weird.
I said, you know, because Izzy knows that this has always been an issue because she said to me one time recently, like, ugh.
Of course
she
didn't tell you about that.
Yeah. So I just told her, I'm like, you know what? Since communication seems to be an issue, can you just help us out and like give us a heads up if there's a change to the schedule? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, thank you. That it's so hard, even a teenager can do it.
Uh-huh. And she overshoots with communication when we ask her to.
Yes. Yeah. She'll tell us, you know, I pooped for 3.2 seconds, you know, whatever.
But she knows that her mom's such a fucking shit show that anytime she'd be like, hey, by the way, this is happening, she's going to feel like she's diming at her mom for being a dirtbag every time she does it.
Which
well,
is why
she won't do it every time. No loyal kid would. They're not going to make their parent look shittier than they already are. Even though they know they're kind of shitty at this.
Yeah.
They're not going to keep on saying, hey, by the way, failure. Hey, by the way, failure.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody would.
I know, but we also can't like reach out to Cammie. Hey, just a reminder, please give us those heads up.
Yeah. Let me know when one of our sons ain't coming home.
Yeah.
He's getting picked up, you know, and headed out an hour in the other direction.
Especially because if you think about this, we have him for an hour before Zoe gets out of school. Mm-hmm. What if I had something planned with him? Not that I usually do, but like I didn't put away his laundry because I thought he could just do it when he comes home after school.
That's not a plan.
I know it's not. But
at that house, they don't do laundry.
I know. Well, or it sits in a basket. Yeah, but
there's no laundry put away.
Oh, there. Okay. The sock thing.
Finish this out.
Well, that was really it.
Okay.
It's just there's no point in us communicating with her about these things. Like, we can't send her a reminder because I'll take care of my kids. I'll take care don't of my worry kids. About my I won't kids. I don't talk to you
ever. Give right. me my child support.
Right. Where's my money?
Where's my $52?
Except she's never had to say that because it's always paid on time. But, what was I going to talk about? Gosh, dang it.
Well, we went from Gabe to something else.
I know. What was it?
I don't know. Not planning well.
I don't remember now.
You will.
Whatever. I mean, that's really it. That's the update.
Well, for them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a whirlwind of a week. Not really, just SSDD.
Yeah, it's just one thing after another every day. It's something different.
Well, so we didn't have them this weekend. We traded for next weekend, so we'll have them next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we originally, because Bobby never answers his phone, we just said, fuck it, the boys will stay here until he does. And then magically, within 12 hours, he starts answering his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew started his new job, and he worked Friday night late. And today, regular day, like 8 to 3 kind of a deal. And he's with his dad today. So his dad would be responsible for getting him to and from work because mm-hmm. kid doesn't have his license yet.
Mm-hmm. And he also, Matthew also checked with his dad beforehand.
Uh-huh. He made sure, hey, can you make this work? If I have to work on your days, can you get me to and from work? The guy says yes. And yet somehow today, 2 hours before he gets over, he's like, hey, can you come get me and we'll stop by the house and I'll drop off my laundry. And then maybe you could take me to dad's house. Which tells me, without him saying it, mm-hmm. his dad told him, yeah, I'll take you, but you're figuring out your own way home, or your mom's gonna have to bring you home.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
In lieu of, how about they just stay here? And yeah. Matthew goes to work on Sunday, which obviously, that'll be 3 weeks he doesn't see these kids, and that's a loss of control, so you can't have that. Even though you plan on sleeping till 4 p.m., not seeing them at all, the whole thing just reeks of Matthew's just trying to figure out his dad not gonna do that what he said he was going to do on Sunday.
Yeah, and he has them one day a week.
Well,
one day.
Saturday night into Monday morning. So he has them all day Sunday. So if you get up before 4 p.m., you'll actually have the whole day with him.
Right. Okay, I remember what I was going to say.
Thought so.
So this is like my petty princess, right? So
that is kind of you.
I know, but it's funny, and we were laughing about it last night. So, there's a Veterans Day assembly, right, at the kids' school. So Ryan comes home and's like, hey, TJ.
This was about a week ago he asked about that.
Though. Yeah, he's like, can I take something to school? You know, they're going to do this display or whatever. The teacher emailed, send any pictures or information, you know, that you want on display.
Yeah, they're going to put him like in the trophy case in the main hallway.
Right. So Ryan gets hurt at school one day. I had to pick him up for a dentist appointment anyways, so I just picked him up a little early. And while I was there, I can see in the display your infantry plaque and then our family picture from your promotion a couple weekends ago, last weekend.
It was the 5th, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, like, you know, it's weird that Zoe didn't ask for anything of yours because you're career military. It's not you were in and then you got out for a few years and then you're back in now.
Yeah.
Like, you've been career. So
24 years now?
Yeah, 24 years. And she didn't ask you for anything.
Nope.
She didn't mention it, nothing.
Nope.
So then, you know, Cammie texts, oh, hey, I'm going to Zoe's Veterans Assembly, so I'm going to take her.
I'm going to take Zoe to school this morning. We have an assembly.
Right.
Oh, okay. Cool for you, bro.
Yeah. So things that you shouldn't have to say to your children, right? So I had to have a chat with Ryan, like, hey, you know, you're not to be alone with her. You don't have to talk to her, but don't be rude, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Use your manners, but don't get in the car.
Yep. And he's like, okay, Mom.
Not that
and
she'd go after him anyway.
No, she wouldn't, because who would want anything to have to do with you? Those aren't your kids.
Well, she's not his, or he's not her kid.
Right. Anyways, so she says that, you know, and we're like, whatever.
Yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah. So then the school posts on their Facebook page all of these pictures
the
from...
The school, mind you.
Yeah, the school. All of these pictures from the assembly. And so I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh, how cool. Like, there's some grandparents in there and, you know, whatever. And then I see this picture because they have four people lined up against the display that
the display case.
Your plaque was in. There she is, standing right next to your plaque and our fucking and family picture.
Of
and
my promotion a week ago.
She has the most pissed off look on her face.
It is the most RBF I've ever seen.
It is the best thing I've ever seen. Like, what a slap in the face. You have to stand next to that, knowing what you are.
Yeah, well, you have to stand next to my most recent promotion.
But in our family picture and your fucking plaque, mm-hmm. like...
I have something
you
to show
stand
for my
there
life.
With, yeah, stand there with your tech stripe.
Well, stand there in your uniform because thank you for my service.
Like, yeah.
Fuck out of here. You know what I did on Veterans Day? I did fucking nothing. I was off and I didn't do shit. It was awesome.
I also think because, you know, standing next to her is Zoe's friend's mom.
Yeah,
who,
yeah.
Who knows both
and
me
she's military.
And Cammy. Yeah, and she like... puts us in a group text sometimes to send us like pictures of the kids.
Yep.
And I'm like, ugh. Or like she group texts us, which makes sense. Hey, can Zoe come over Saturday and do cookies?
Yeah.
I didn't respond in the group text. I responded directly to her because Cammy doesn't need to know my answer. It's our day.
Yep.
And anyway, so this other mom is like standing next to her. So now I'm thinking to myself, okay, well now I have to like be careful what I say to her, because they're obviously BFFs.
Well, no, but they know each other enough to have some sort of kinship because women in the military, it's super hard. It's really not. Okay.
It's not. If you have boobs, it's easier.
Well, if you conduct yourself as an adult professional, most things are not hard.
That's true.
The difference between me and certain other people is...
You didn't fuck your way to the top?
I've done that, and that's why I got promoted last week, and...
Or fuck your way to the middle.
Others have been demoted back to the middle. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, but I am saying I'm better than that person.
Yeah. I think that was all I had. That was just my petty, like...
It was a super good one, though, because of the look on her face.
Yeah. And if I could share it, I would, but I just don't feel like... Yeah, I don't feel like it's appropriate, but...
Not doing none of
that. She was within... 12 inches, I bet, her face right there next to your plaque.
Probably had to see it before she turned around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that plaque was the one that Jaden made for me, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He made it when he was in he's stationed in Hawaii. He had it made for me last year?
Yeah, last year.
About a year ago?
Yeah, almost. I think he brought it home for
brought
Christmas.
Brought it home... It was 4th of July, wasn't it? Wasn't it 4th of July when him and Elliot came home?
That's when they came home, but I thought he gave it to you. No, he wasn't with us the Christmas before. Yeah. He was with Summer.
So I'm pretty sure he brought it home
in
his bag with... Because he had it made
around
Christmas, I think is what it was. But he couldn't make it here for leave, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got a pretty neat plaque out of it.
Yeah. And I got, like, a really great moment seeing her face.
High five. I saw it and I was like, yeah, that actually makes me feel pretty good inside.
Yeah.
I must be petty too.
I mean, maybe it is, but it feels good every once in a while. Like when you get those, because like we're constantly like the bad house because we're the one with rules and we're not
the ones
fun.
And moving on with our life and excelling. And this person has to stand in front of somebody excelling that ain't got nothing to do with you, never did, but.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for a person. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm top 2% now. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of that.
Yep, you should be. All right.
Well, Princess is lying in between us and she smells like a bucket of old cheese.
Yes. She's gross girl.
So in summation, New handle, new title.
Yeah. Nothing else really is changing. Yeah. Just
same content, really.
Yeah, just the name and everything so that we don't piss anyone off.
Which I don't care about, but she's over here like, wee, I don't want to make people mad on Instagram. Wee.
Well, and like, I even messaged this other wicked stepmom, like, hey, just so you know, it was never my intention to copy you. It's just what my kids have always called me, you know. I did send her that because...
Why? Who cares?
Because I don't know if she talks to this other person that brought it to my attention.
Who cares?
But
they don't live down the street.
Here's what I think. Initially, I was like fuming pissed. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, oh, because of your name and like you're well known, so you're going to talk to me like that. And then I was like, you know what? I can be nice to Cammie. I can be nice to this person. So
I've treat her to a stranger way before.
Yeah. Treat her professionally, like give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's just trying to help me. Maybe she's really good friends with this other person, you know, whatever. We don't know. So
maybe she should just mind her own business and she can fuck off.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
That's my point
of
view for most things in this world. So don't y'all go out in the world and start spewing that.
Yeah, but I
don't care about none of that.
I thought, you know what? We had talked about rebranding, so let's rebrand. Let's find something that no one else has, because I do want to stand out, and maybe this is my sign.
Well, and we wanted to freshen it up anyway, so yeah. let's break apart from the old stuff and let's get into some new stuff.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Good.
We're still running to SSDD, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's always fun with you. It's just not fun when we have to incorporate other adults. Yeah. Ugh. I was thinking, like, one of my names, I was like, we could be called the Parallel Parenting Pros. Because we parallel parent on both sides, but there was always already something similar. So I was like,
Yeah.
I guess no one else has traded up.
I did. You're the trade up.
Woohoo. Okay. We're going to go. Next episode, we're going to talk about the holidays and all of that fun stuff.
Yeah, but now you have to recommit to consistency, because that was the other thing we talked about.
I can't recommit to the podcast consistency because it is a lot harder than people might think.
That's what she said.
Oh my gosh, he's on one, guys.
I feel like you could recommit right now.
Okay, I gotta go.